Now we start in the Mishneh Daf Zayin. In the first Mishneh Nideh, so we had a machlokes between Shammai and Hillel and the Chacham, and we passed by the Chacham. So Shammai says, "Kol anoshim davim shayit." In other words, this is Gabi Tarasol, not Gabi Bayit. If a Nishe was bidekes and she saw dam, so we don't contaminate the Taras that she handled before the bdik, because she has a chazok. Now we see that she's a nido, so we assume that she became a nido now. Chazok niko. Just as Ligabi Bailo, I mean, so we don't not reishish. Maybe she was a nido before. Now, because you rely on the chazok, it's Ligabi Taris also. But Hill says, mi pkide li pkide, v'afil yom har. We mitame, in other words, if a woman made a bdike, let's say on Monday, and then she was clean, then on Friday she made a bdike and she was not clean. So according to Hillel, all the tara she handled between Monday and Friday are tummy. Chachom meimrei midrabolon ligabetar. Chachom meimrei loyki divrize veloyte veze elameis leis. Mimayetes al yad mipkide lipkide. So the Chachomim say that we are all mitame limafreya 24 hours. So if she made the bdike on Monday and she was clean, and she made the bdike on Friday morning and she was not clean, we only mitame the tara she handled within the 24 hours prior from Thursday morning. That's all. And we pass like Chachom. That mitame ligabi taras mitame limafreya only misles. Now here in the second Mishneh, we have the Mishneh says Rablezer imeir arba noshim dayon shait. But there are four women who are becheskas mtulekes dam. So then we are not mitame the taras limafreya misles, but dayon shait. Who are the four women? Psula. Psula means that she's young and she did not start menstruating it. And then for the first time she started to have the period. So then she's not mitame limafreya meisles. Because since it's the first time that she started to menstruate, so we are not chishish. Maybe she had a discharge of dam before and it was retained in the Beis Achitz. Abo noshim dai shaito, psulo, mulberes, a pregnant woman usually does not have the period. So if she did have the period, we are not mitame letaras l'mafreya. Miniko uskeino, a nursing woman, or an elderly woman, because they are these four categories of women, psulom, beres, nikos, keino, are becheskas mishlokiza. Omar Rabbi Yush, Rabbi Yeshua, ani lo yishamati le psulo. In other words, a young girl who hasn't menstruated before, and now she started to menstruate for the first time, so she's not mitame limafreya. Aval aloche ki Rabbi Leza. In other words, aloche is like, even though Rabbi Yeshua only mentioned psulo, he didn't mention the other three categories of moderes, nikos, keino, but aloche is like Rabbi Leza, that all the four categories, so it's dayan shal. Izeu psulo, kol sheli roaso dam mimomer. Afal pi shenisua. If she hadn't menstruate if she hadn't menstruated before, and now she menstruated for the first time, so that's called the psula, psula's domi. Muberes, what is muberes? Misha yivoda ubro, if it became known that she is muberes, miniko, until when is she considered as to be as a miniko, achetigmiles no, in other words, until she wins the baby. So as long as she keeps on nursing the baby, she has a din of a miniko. But the moment she wins the baby, so then she's not considered a miniko, and then if she sees dam, so she's mitamei limafreya meisleis. Nos nobno liminiko, gomalte yoimeis. Suppose she didn't win the baby. The baby is still nursing, but she gave it away to another woman. Or nos nobno liminiko. But suppose she win the baby, gomalte oimeis, she win the baby, or the baby died. So Rabmeya says, mitam meisleis, v'chachomim emrim, dayoshaita. So what does it mean, dayoshaita? But the baby died already, she win the baby, or she gave it away to another woman. So she's not nursing the baby anymore. Why should she be dayoshaito? So the Gemara explains it. The question is, why do we say that a miniko is becheskas mislekes dam? So one mandoma says because dam neka avinim tzocholof, that the dam becomes transformed into milk. So some mele, it depends upon the fact that she's nursing. But if she stopped nursing, whatever it is, whether because the baby was weaned, because the baby died, or because she turned over the baby to another woman, if she stopped nursing, so then we can say dam nekav nim tzocholof. And then the Chachomim say it's another time, because as a result of giving birth, so there is a change is wrought in her system. Vorem is parakin, and that interferes with the regular menstrual process. Another fact I heard from someone, he said that, I mean, it seems to be machleges mitzias, that the both are true as far as the mitzvah is concerned. In some women, so it is. Now, what does it mean, dam nekav nim tzocholof? What does dam nekav nim tzocholof mean? It doesn't mean that the blood mamish changes into milk, chas v'shalom. But it means the same hormones, and this is a scientific fact, the same hormones that control, that are responsible for menstruation, are also responsible for the production of milk. The same hormones, the same glands that are responsible for menstruation process are also responsible for the production of milk. Some milk, that's only shayach as long as she nurses, but when she stopped nursing, not. And some women, so the menstruation is withheld as long as they nurse. But in some women, so the birth brings about a change in the system, and then it stops the menstruation for a certain time. Just as a matter of fact, Dr. Tendler, so he once delivered a lecture and he said that in the American and the European women, so what Rameya says is the mitzies. In the Mexican and South American women, so what the Chachorim say. But it's not, I mean, the question is, what was the Takonis Chachorim? So there's the machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachorim. Rav Meir in mitam mislays, Chachorim da'i shaito. Izeus keino, that we say that it's da'i shaito, kolcho ovro leo sholishenei somuch l'ziknos. In other words, if when she attains the elderly age, what is considered elderly age? What is considered elderly age? So the Gemara discussed it. After Seich Adama Sorok, so Omar Abude Kolche Chavriseo English or Eoskeni. If the friends say she's not young, V'Rabshimen Einei Kol Shekirlin Imo Imo V'Ine Beisho or Beisho V'Ine Makpedes. In other words, if she's so old that when people refer to her as mom, so then she doesn't get insulted. If you refer to a young woman mom, only if a child will call her mom, okay. But somebody else will call her mom, she'll get insulted. But an elderly woman, if you call her mom, so she will not get insulted. A very old woman, even if you call her grandma, I mean somebody else, not a grandchild, will not get insulted. So in other words, the question is, what are spirits, where she has youthful spirits or not? It's a psychological test rather than a physical test. In other words, so what is somoch l'ziknoso? Kol shechaviseo emri soleo eskeinu. So according to Rav Yudeh, that the criterion is kol shechaviseo emri soleo eskeinu, that could be a physical test, you know. But according to Rav Shimon, who says that kol shechkirlo yimo yimo v'nebeisho, it's a psychological test. Anyway, so Ezel skeino, which kind of skeino do we say that if she sees down, so it's dayoshaito, only if 3 periods have passed and she didn't have the period. Shalashenis, what do you mean shalashenis? Of shleishimye. In other words, that's the inobilinis. Because the average woman has the period every 30 days. So here he talks of 3 average periods. Kolcho ovro leo shleishenis, that means 90 days. Samuch l'ziknoso. So, if 90 days has passed by a woman who is already somuch l'ziknoso, in other words, she already in spirit, she's already old, she's not youthful, she doesn't react when she's called mom by other people who are not her children. And in addition, she omitted 3 periods. 3 periods in 90 days. So, and then, after omitting 3 periods, so she had a period. So is Dayoshait. But suppose a young woman who omitted 3 periods and then she had a period, so is Mitam Mislays. But Rablezer says, Rablezer in there, Kol Yishosho of War or Sholishin is Dayoshait. In other words, by skeino, so even without missing 3 anis, so if she has the period, so it's dayoshaito. But if a woman missed 3 anis, then any woman, even a young woman, but if for some reason she missed 90 days, she didn't have the period, and then she had the period, so then it's dayoshaito. Shabbos Haim Mekolish Shabbos Shabbos Shini Zayi Shaito Rabbi Yisei Memu Beres V'Niko Shofu Alim Shabbos Shini Zayi Shaito Rabbi Yisei Sed Mu Beres and Niko Shofu Alim Shabbos Shini Zayi Shaito. In other words, not as Meikil as Rabbi Meir is the biggest Meikil. He says, he holds that Muberes Miniko, the four categories of women, even without missing Freinis. So is Daishaito. And Rabbi Yisi says, if a woman missed Freinis and then she had a period, then is Daishaito, even if she's a young woman. But Rabbi Yisi says, no. In a regular woman, a young woman, if she missed Freinis and then she had a period, it's not Daishaito. But Muberes Miniko Shofar Alim Shalashin is Daishaiton. Ubameoma Daishaiton, according Birio Risheno, Avo Bishnio. In other words, when do we say Daishaiton Sheroaso? If Birio Risheno, in the first 3 years after missing Freinis, but suppose it was already this, she missed 3 periods. Freinis, and then she had a rie, and then she had another rie. So since it's not the first rie after missing Freinis, so then she's like a regular woman, and is mitam meisleis. Avu bishniu mitam meisleis. Fimroaso rishino meinis avashniu daishaita. But suppose the first one, there was a special reason as to why she's so dumb, and then the second is really the first without a special reason to see them. So then the second born is Daishait. Rash. Hachomim Daishait Atchov Dalet Chedesh Shuzman Anoka Satineik. So according to Hachomim it's a aloche that a Muberes. So that a Miniko. So is Daishaito for duration of 24 months. Why 24 hours? Because Bisman Chazal, that was the general practice. General practice. Even though today, women, even the nursing women, don't nurse for 2 years. But since Bisman Chazal, so they nursed for 2 years, so mele that was the Takonis Chachom, after all, it's only with the Rabbonon. So that was the Takonis Chachom. So, Shavuolo, so at Chol Tchidish Shuzman Anu Kastinig Morim for a time. Shavuolo Shol Rosa Shol Shini Forsh Big More. Some of the Knosom Forsh Big More. Koli Shava Din Yaldo. Uberas Nikah Vuolo Lo Yu Poli Kadar Blazvat Hanekame. Doma Lil Mu Uberas Daiti Shaito. Mishi Yivola Uber Uminika Mishenayland. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer holds that Muberes without missing Freinis is Daishaito. And the Miniko without missing Freinis is Daishaito. Because the Shemesh was absolutely Muberes, he asked him to ask 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 him to Tanya Ombulei Rabbi Eliezer. Omulei Rabbi Lezel, Rabbi Yeshua, Atoli Shomato, Ani Shomati, Atoli Shomato, Elachas. Rabbi Yeshua said that he only heard about Psulo, that is Daishaito. He didn't hear about the other three categories of women, Daishaito. So Rabbi Lezel said, Rabbi Yeshua, you didn't hear Ani Shomati, Atoli Shomato, Elachas, Ani Shomate, Harbei. Namely, Michel Roes, Achidesh, Yovibioid, El Michelro, Colyomo, El Michelro. So, in other words, whom do we tell to testify? And the real the one who saw, the one who didn't see, so he'll not be asked to testify. All right, you didn't hear, so you didn't hear, but I heard. Colyomo of Shogab Lezer, or you're eating Kirabi Yeshua. Yachav Tirose, in other words, the only Meikil, the Chachomim, paskent like Rabbi Yeshua, that only psulo is daishaito, but the other three categories of women is not daishaito. But then lahap to rose ishara blazer, herze rabbi yeshua es adobal yeshnei. So then, in other words, so Rabbi Yeshua himself is the pastant like Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer b'chai of my time lay, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua pastant like Rabbi Lezer in the lifetime of Rabbi Lezer? Mishum de Rabbi Lezer shamutei. Now, so there is two pshat in shamutei. Let's see. Enemy Michel Royas Achidish or Yoichero Shamute Loshin Shamte, because the Gemara in Bomtzia mentions that there was once a machleket between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim about connection with Tanor Achnoye. So the Rif Chachomim or Romdle Minyan, and they overruled him. And Rabbi Lezer saw Rabbi Lezer was Mechuyev to succumb, but for some reason Rabbi Lezer did not succumb. More mentions that he even said Meshamayim Yechicho, and the Paschal said Halochek Rabbi Lezer, and still Rabbi Lezer did not succumb. So the Ominadi, why Rabbi Lezer did it? That's a question, how he did it. But Rabbi Lezer was so convinced that the pshat is because there is Halocha Fachir Rabbim Latis. We have to explain how did Rabbi Lezer act like this. There is a loch of Acherab Nolatis. So what is Acherab Nolatis? If there is Gemayne Dechot, a vikuach between Chachomim, and the Rav Chachomim have one opinion, and one Chochem has another opinion, and if the one Chochem was another opinion, mentions his tainus, his forest, to the Rav Chachomim, and the Rav Chachomim, they reject his forest, and they tell him why they reject. Even though that Chochem, let's say like Rabbi Lezer, he's convinced that he's right and they are not right, so he's mechuyev to mevatel his day. That's based upon the Aloche. Of Lisoso Nicola Dovo, as she had given the Hoyonimus made. Tira sheyaruchav amisha sheyim lo chotase lo isoso min adova sheyagid lo choyom nusmei. So this three says, asher isoso min adova sheyagid lo choyom nusmei, afilu ki sheimrim lecho al yimin shu smeil val smeil chim. Even when Bezna Godel tells the Chochem something that in the mind of the Chochem it's like saying I'm right that he's left. And left that is right. In other words, he's so convinced that they are making it toys. So he's mechuyev to mevatel his day. That's the drosha in this effect. The Yerushalmim here says, "Risoso mekladov Rashi yagidu l'chayom nusmeil ki sheim l'cho al yimin shil yimin val smeil shu smeil v'loi ki sheim engrim al yimin shu smeil." Just the reverse. So there is a stira. There is a stira between the Zifri and the Yerushalmi. So the Ramban, the Zifra Mitzvahs, gives the Teres. No, that's not it. I thought it's the first Holy Ramban that has the Zifra Mitzvahs in it. All right. So the Ramban in the Asogas. It's okay. The Ramban, the Asoges, that's an, I think, in the first Sheresh of the Ramban. So the Ramban says as follows. Suppose Bezna Godel paskins the Trinu is Muta. Nevertheless, how did Paskin Bezna Godel? Such giants, they should make such a mistake. No, it doesn't mean that they paskin just Trinu is Muta. they paskin that a certain type of chilef is mutar. We have such a machlekes geshein in regard to the chilef shetachas haprisa. In other words, the chilef that is beneath the lining of the stomach, of the first stomach in the behim. So most Rishonim say that is, there is a chiyuv of course. Rabbi Yehiel says it's mutar lechatchila to be so we paskin it's also, but Rabbi Yehiel paskin that it's mutar. So in Rhineland he was the Morad Asre. So even the days of the Ramor they were naked heter in chilev shetachas haprisa. Because of that it's called chilev Rhineland. Chilev Rhineland. So we have a machlekes reshein. So why couldn't it be possible that Beznab Godel paskent like Rabbi Yehiel that chilev shetachas haprisa is muta? And then one time, he's convinced that Beznab Godel made a mistake. So, at the very outset, he's not allowed to be mekil like that Talmud Chochem, who is convinced that chilev shetachas haprisa is osa. So he's not allowed to be mevatel his deye and be neig heter and chilev shetachas haprisa. Chas v'shal. So then the Yerushalmi applies. The Torah says, "Lisosom kolador ha'shekid lo chayom nesmeil." In other words, when Bez Nagodl passes, and a certain person doesn't know that in himself, he doesn't know, so then he has to act according to the psak of Bez Nagodl. But if he's a Tom Tzachem, and he knows that in yet, and he feels that the din is not like Bez Nagodl, then he cannot rely on the psak of Bez Nagodl. So, the Torah says, "Lisoso kishem lochal yimin shu yimin val smil shu smil." I mean, this is a subjective thing. I mean, when is it yimin shu yimin, and when is it in the pekine of yimin shu smil? In other words, if subjectively one Jew thinks that it's possible that Bez Nagodl is right, but he doesn't know. So then it's Yimin Shoyimin. But if he's convinced that it's not the way Bez Nagodl paskin, then it's Yimin, subjectively, it's Yimin Shoyimin. He's not allowed to rely on the psak. But he should try to come to Bez Nagodl and to submit his tainus and tell them why he is convinced that Chilef Reines, Chilef Shetachas Atrizo is Osa. And then, if the Bez Nagodl hears his tainus, his foras, and they reject him, and they are deichet, and they tell him exactly why they are deichet, even though he still is convinced that he is right, and not they, then the halacha in Sefri applies. And he has to say, then we say, afilu kish. So at first the outset the aloch of the Yerushalmi applied. Al yimin shiumin val smil shusmeil beloy kishemim aloch al yimin shusmeil val smil shiumin. But after he submitted his tainus, his foras, his arguments to Bez Nagodl, and Bez Nagodl refuted them, and they told him exactly why they refute his, why they reject his tainus, his foras, then his mechuyev to mevatel his deye, and then the droshe in the sefri applies, afilu kishem uchal yimin shul smeil al smeil. So in other words, that means that once Bez Nagodl paskins, even if Klapishmai is Galye, that on an ideal level, Bez Nagodl made a mistake on an ideal level, but since Bez Nagodl paskin, so there's the dinato, as the Chinuch points out, because the Torah was given Lifi Das Chacham, Lifi Das Chacham Yador. So Mimele, but still, there is a aloche that if Bez Nagodl paskins, Chilef is Mutter, we also rave at Sibor al PM, then they realize that they made a mistake, so they have to bring a korb. Saman efshach. Why do they have to bring a korb? Korb you bring as a kapore for an aver. What kind of an aver? If they pass in chil of reines is muta, so it was muta. Even though klapishmai is galye, that an ideal level, the aloha should have been the other way, but since they made their judgment, so that's the aloha. So the Rebbein Lishon gave the Torah according to the day of the judgment of the Chachmei Ador of Bez Nagod. So why should they bring a korb? They didn't do any avir. The answer is true that when Bez Nagod he makes a roi, even though on the ideal level it shouldn't have been that way, but I feel I'll mean Shus Meil. But that's only if Bez Nagod ultimately is not Chizea for Mitzroy. But if Bez Nagod later on realizes that they made a mistake, so then the Chazore nullifies retroactively the Roye, and then it means that Aloch is not like that, so it's an Avera, that's why they have to bring it home. So Mele, that's the reason as to why Rebbe Lezer persevered in his insistence that Tanor Achnoi Chot Chuchulis. So Rebbe Lezer Mitaya V'Chachomim Mitamim Chachomim Mitamim. Why? But after all, B'may Medecho, then they rejected his forest, so he should have so B'mevatel is there, because I feel him L'chal Yemin Shus Meil V'al Snow Shemin. The answer is Rebbe Lezer was so convinced that ultimately all the Chachomim who rejected his forest will be chaser and they'll acknowledge that he was right, then it'll be mevatel in Mafreya. He's there. Some mele, he was not ever anach Rabban Hattis, but he made a mistake. The Chachomim were not chaser, and that's why the Chachomim Womanadehim Kidishal Yeba Machlake is be soil, not Hasvishon Rablaza be mazit acted against the Torah. But of course it was an Avera Bishayik, he was either Rabbi Hatz. So Rashi says the reason is like in the lifetime. So that was Monmachvil. So he was put benidu because of the Machlakes in Tanrachnoi, but because of that, so in the lifetime, Rabbi Yeshua didn't pass like Rabbi Lezer, that all the Dalet Noshim, so he's dying Shaiton, because he was benidu. Lo shishamte shar b'chu kedam rinon b'yazov, kedam rinon b'yazov, hilkach v'yavdinon kavisaye v'achayim. All right. Teisve shamutehu pirshe rashe shebechu. Bichu means nidu, so it's a euphemistic expression. It means the reverse, not broch, because nidu involves glory. Because the mistome lo yomaske lo shashamte, uv mai se gufe di perek hazov in maske lo shebroch. So in other words, we see that when they were Menadim, so the Gemara doesn't say Menadim because it wouldn't be for the covet of such a great person as Rebbe Lezer to say they were Menadim, even though they were Menadim, they had to do it. So they use the euphemistic expression. How is it here they don't use the euphemistic expression and they say Shamute, Mamish? Upireish Ramnatam Virajvam Vishamuti Haine the Have Mitamidi Sham. So in other words, Shamute because he was Bishamai. So that's why in the lifetime they didn't pass him like it. Alright. Bisova Osovat if it was Benidu, so and if it was Mitamidi Bishamai, so what? But here the Aloche was like him. So we saw that Avdinon Kavose Bichode, Avdinon Kavose Bachinaisi. und ich empfehle der Bläse, leu mozino machinen bu. Lach ab der Rotsch ist der Bläse, die mozino machinen bu. Herzer es a dobel jeisch. Oi. Oma Rav Yudah Omar Shmuel, Halloche ki Rebleza ba'arba. So in four Halloches, the Halloch is like Rebleza. Even though Rebleza was Shamute, whatever the Pshat is, still in four Halloches we pass like Rebleza. Chode de Amor, in regard to the question whether only Psulo is Daishaito, or all the four categories of Noshi, so he passed like a blessing. V'chode v'idoch, the second one, hamikashe kamotish v'vitezovo meis leis. In other words, there is such a thing as false labor pay. Now there is a loche that b'meizive damkeishi istoya. B'meizive. So, only if it is mamesh, because domo machnas atzmol, domo machas lodo. But if the keishi is not real keishi, spuyes, so then she is tome. So kamo tishpe viteizovo meis leis. So Rebleza says, if she sodam be keishi, and then there was 24 hours of comfort. And then, after 24 hours of comfort, intervening between the keishi, between the dam and the lady, she gave birth. So then it determines retroactively that the keishi was false labor pay. Some mele, it's not damachas lodo, only when it's real labor pain. So it's damachas lodo, it's toy amazing. But if it's false labor pain, so then it's not damachas lodo, some mele, she's male. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Kilili Shabbos, v'yemi. But Rabbi Leza says, just 24 hours, it doesn't have to be Kilili Shabbos, v'yemi. So there we pass like Rabbi Leza. Amikashe kamatishet is all me slays the Rebleza. Valoche kidvorov. Amikashe rash, amikashe machmas labis, irados yem shimno nide. Because you live yomrits and mchalim rasadam. The canon is all mahoslashim, a kisholiton shimikin. The korbin zirsif yosef zidoma da shimne iskusim. Doma machansas machas lad. Bin sof som nasar shom de blitza la hashish yomim. The old nizgala dole mafreyashli bada machmas atlad. Bari letters be zay, but scriosim nikim livad, you may to us lady. Utscrios nikabones, echot, we zay, the echot lady. The hamotish betami, the tunuach, mitsarola, hashlish, shokeshi. Utezovel mafre, machasakeshi, may slays. Im sofsom, hasisayim. Zelat keis moho, ikrimema, the lab mishum ladave. Utsimigis of domo, politabishuali, fernis cousin. In other words, machlekes. And between Rebbeinu Rabbi Yeshua being the case, suppose she saw dam bikeishi Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then the third day, so she becomes Zavik daily. She comes Zavik daily 3 years in succession. At 12 o'clock, she saw dam, and then at 12 o'clock, she had relief. And she started to have comfort from 12 o'clock noon Tuesday till 12 o'clock noon Wednesday. And then at 2 o'clock, she gave birth to a child. So according to Rebleza, she is Izove. Because Izove. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, it has to be a Kilili Shabbos V'Eime, only if she'll have the baby after the sunset of Wednesday. But if you have the baby before the sunset, so you don't have of Kilili Shabbos V'Eime, she's not Yeledes, so then she's it's Toya. So we pass like a blessing. V'Yidoch, and the third Alochem, The third aloch like Reb Lezer is Hazove Hazove Shebotratz when Yimrishin Umotzu Toyer Yimshvi Umotzu Toyer Ushara Yomuli Botku Reb Lezer Imaril Vechaskastare Reb Yishua Imer Inlam Yimrishin Yimashvi Bilvad Reb Akiva Imer Inlam Yishvi Bilvad. So we have a threefold machlekes between Reb Lezer, Rabbi Yoshua, and Rabbi Akiva. And we passed Vitanya Rab Shimon Rab Yehise Mimnirin Div Rab Lezam Div Rab Yishua Vidiv Rab Kuva Midvray Kulon Avra Aloche Ki Rab Lezar Lezar. So in other words, a threefold machlekes. In other words, a Zav, a Zove have to make bdikas. So Izav and Izove, so they have to make two bdikas every day, in the morning and before Shkia. But the Evet, it's not Me'akiv. Two bdikas every day. So how many bdikas are Me'akiv the Evet? So every three, four machlekes. So according to Rabbi Lezer, so the Evet only Yimrishin and Yimshvi is Me'akiv. And then there is a machlekes amroim, whether it means both, or yimrishin is enough without bdiki yimshvi, and yimshvi bdiki yimshvi is enough without bdiki yimrishin. All right, but that's all that is me'akiv. And Rabbi Yeshua says, suppose a zove she saw dam on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, so she became a zove daily. And then she made a hefsek tare on Tuesday before Shkia. And then she made a bdike on Wednesday. And then the following Tuesday. But on the other day, she didn't make any bdike. So she can go tefillah the night after Tuesday. And she's muteres lebayla. Rabbi Yeshua says, since she made bdikes on Wednesday and then the following Tuesday, so she has to count five extra days. So in other words, so she has 2 days only, but she has to count 7 days. So in Mele, she cannot go to tefillah Tuesday night, but she has to count five more days, Wednesday, Thursday, the following Wednesday, the following Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, and then Sunday night she can go tefillah. Strange. I mean, after all, there is halacha that she has to count Zayin Nikiyim in succession, not Ritzufim. Here, Ritzufim it has to be, and not if it's not in succession, so that's not a count. Here she'll have the Wednesday, the first Wednesday, and then the following Tuesday, and then 5 days in succession. So not all the 7 days are in succession. So how is it good? All right, it's kash. But that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, since she made a bdike only on Wednesday and following Tuesday, so only 1 day is counted, the following Tuesday. And then she'll have to count six more days. So, Rabbi Akiva, we understand. So that's why, Vitanya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yisim, and Nivrin, Divra, Blazam, Divra, Yeshua, Vidivra, Rabbi Akiva, Midivra, Kulon. Because Rabbi Akiva is very mistaba. Avol haloche kirablaza. Now, this we have to understand. So Rabbi Lezer, we understand. Monifshach. Mr. Asvore, we should say like Rabbi Akiva. There's a loch has to make a bdike every day. So if she made the bdike only on the first day and the seventh day, so only the seventh day can be counted. And the other days cannot be counted. All right. And Rabbi Lezer, we also understand. Because it's only the Rabbonon that he has to make a bdike every day. So Mimele, if they made two bdikas, or one bdike, I mean, So Mimele the Eved, it's not even Makid Rabban. But Rabbi Yeshua has to be explained. What is it? Monefshach. If it is Makid the Eved, so how can there be a tziruf of 5 days in succession and 2 days not in succession? How can there be? So the thesis of Rosh says, Rabbi Yeshua imir in le miyum rishin v'yim shvi v'nira de Rabbi Yeshua sovak Rabbi Lesna. The Liboy is for him. It doesn't have to be a decay every day. But umid rabbonon comma. Some mele since it's only mid rabbonon. So in other words, on the raisa level, Rabbi Yeshua is also made it that she doesn't have to count 5 extra days. But Rabbi Yeshua holds mid rabbonon, she has to count 5 extra days, even the Eved. So Mele is no kashe, but it's not Ritzuf. Because Midrash say it is Ritzuf. But only Rabbanon, so the Chachomim or Misake, that she has to count 5 models. All right. The third halacha, Kirab Lesnik. Now let's see the Rashi. שפוט קאסק שפוט קומיזייבן דוס רוח לי ספשיב אני קימבלי ריה כי דוס ביסי פל יבוט קאס מונגיש אני שפי ושחמיש יום שמנתיים לא יבוטקו בחס קסטארה הול תחלוס ביסי ביטארה ותבל ערב של שפי אלא ריש אני שפי צריכים למניסית 5 יום תחישים שמרו בינתיים ומילה אביות בבדי שרוס בינתיים סוסולים כי סולישים תרחמונו מבח עתיתו אחר ליקולון של איתום המפסקת ביניהם, so it has to be ריצופים in succession, אבל השטח שושי ומיינה לסירוגין, so Rashi is the פשט like it is Rosh, that's the שושי, it's only מדרבונו, so that's why it can be בסירוגין, even though it's not ריצופים. אל אם שבי בלבד, שמרו עשו יום שבינתיים, ויסוס רוסטרס עם הראשון לכולם ניקים בינון, תחסיבה אחר תיתר אחר לכולם, של איתום המפסקת בינתיים. So midir Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Lazarish from Midei so the Ksava kidin tchalosu misifim bitare mal zikin mal lemtsoim bitare aval Rabbi Yeshua kidin demtsoim chayish litume nistor taras yim rishin and then the fourth case where Allah is Rabbi Lazar Pido vitlan achere kelim shenit meu bimashkin Rabbi Lazarim mitam nesamashkin veim peisle nesayichlin mitamim samashkin vafilu tichum veim peislin seichlin vafilu titrumo. Now the aloha is midraise, so only an av hatume can be mitame except nechum mashkin, so even a rishin can be mitame, but like this odom and kelim can only be mitame midraise if it's an av hatume. A rishin litume odom bekelim cannot be mitame. Eichlin, yes, but not. But there is mid rabbonon. There is one of the yutches dovo or the chachomim or misakein that kelim shenit. If kelim touched, came in contact with mashkim tmeim, so they become tomei. But after all, how can a kele be mikabel tume from mashkim tmeim? Mashkim tmeim is a rishon, and the kele couldn't be mikabel tume from a rishon, only from an ava tume. But here there is a special takone, the chachomim or misakein, that mashkim tmeim, if they come in contact with kelim, so the kelim become tumei. Why? Because of exere mishu mashkin dissolve. Because if we'll say that mashkin tmeim, when it comes in contact with the kele, the kele doesn't become tume, so then people say even the mashkin of the zov, the spittle of the zav, you know, the miraglaim of the zav. So the miraglaim of the zav when it comes in contact with kill, it doesn't become tummy either. And then it does become tummy, because the mashkin, the mayonis of the zav, is an avar tummy. So in order to prevent a mistake by people that even mashkin the zav cannot contaminate, so the chachomim were gezeya that mashkin tmei, if they touch a kele, so the kele becomes tummy. So, but aloha is achir now, the aloha is like this. If the mashke comes in contact with the teich of the kele, so then the whole kele becomes tummy. The teich and the achir akir. If the mashke tmeim comes in contact with the achir akir, so only the achir akir becomes tummy. But the teich of the kele does not become tum. So achirim, so there is a mishnah in Tares, achiri kelim shenitnu lemashkin. So mid rabbonon it's tomei. Achina rashi. Achiri kelim damenu likamun achirim tmeim bitichi toir. Itumas mashke litame kelim. The rabbonon vochu di gozal so itame teichi bigias achirov. Vitame for bepriles of the rabbonon. Hekere, biyach, tumet lady inshin rabboni, venisol tumu koshin, shenitmo mashkin, if the achere kele came in contact with mashkin tame, umashkin, and how were the mashkin tome? The mashkin touched the sherets, umashkin be sherets, vavagashenin, velemitame kelim, midraisel vatume, the rabboni di gozo, mitames amashkin, so that kele in turn touched mashkin, it's mitame amashkin, because that became tome, so it's mitame amashkin, umashkin bisheretz, umtame amashkin mit rabbonon, techim dalun likabutume mitam bechol deu, lies rishenim, so that's the aloche, when a mashke touches a dover tome, so it becomes a rish, Even if the dover tome is a sheni, even a mashke touches a neichel tome is sheni, so the mashke doesn't become a shlishi, but becomes a rishi. It's a special takonis chachom. So mele here too, if the kele became tome by touch, by coming in contact with mashke tmeim, so and then they touched this kele, came in contact with other mashkin, so then the mashkin becomes a tchilo mitamim es ha-mashkin achire ha-kele kelim shenitnu mashkin, and then the achire ha-kele touched mashkin, so rabbeinu mitamim es ha-mashkin ve-in-peis-lin-es-o-echlin. In other words, suppose the kele that became tomei by touching a mashkin tmein, so in turn comes in contact with Eichlin, so the Eichlin does not become possible. Let's say Eichlin shel Trumo, it doesn't become possible. Mitam lesamashkin vafilu dechum. So if the kele that became tomei by coming in contact with mashkin tmeim touches in turn, comes in contact in turn with mashkin, even though it came in contact with mashkin lechum, so it's also tome, because the aloha is a mashke becomes a tchilo, a rishin. But suppose the kele that became tome by coming in contact with mashkin tmeim touches in turn an eichel, even of trumo, it does not become possible, because by Neichlin, there is no aloha, it can become a rishin. So mele here, it doesn't become possible. Afilu di impishnas Neichlin, afilu di trumo, Rabbi Yishua, imitamnes ha-mashkin u-peislin es Neichlin. Now let's see the Rashi. In peislin es Neichlin, ribuze ketone da afilu mifso lipas lifosh tam gozo. And Rabbi Yishua says, mitamnes ha-mashkin u-peislin es Neichlin. Omer Rabbi Yishua kal v'chaimer, umar tfuyeim shin tamim mashkin, shin tamim mashkin chum, is peislech litchumo. In other words, it tfuyeim means that somebody was tomei, and he has to be teivel mebediyim. So he was teivel mebediyim, but he's not allowed to eat chumo until Erev Shemesh, until the sun sets. So between the time of the tefillin until the sun is set, so he has his status of itvulyim. So itvulyim has the status like ishein. Has the status like ishein. So mimele, if itvulyim, the halacha is that itvulyim is not mitame mashkin. Is not mitame mashkin. But is peisle chotchum. Let's see the Rashi. Tvulyim sheniu ven mitame mashkin chum. Even though the halacha is that mashkin always becomes a tchilo, so mele here too, so the tvulyim was the status of a sheni. If he touches mashkin, the mashkin should become tomei because it's not going to become a shlishi, but it will become a rishen. A rishen. So the mitame mashkin chulundi kaimon kolapes lesatrumo mitame mashkin liyistrilo chutz mitulyeim. Vitaim nifore ferikame di shabes. So Amar Rabbi Yishui kalachayim amatulyeim shemitame mashkin chum ispes leichel trumo achere kelim shemitame mashke chum in din shepes leichel trumo. So it's the alfuzei kalachim rablezer achere kelim de rabonon utulyeim de rabonon verabonon mid reis ladun kalachim er. We cannot learn out the kalachim er with the rabonon from the reis. Mit reise nich um tame kele wie maschke mit tame kele aber und die gozo gseira mich maschke in die sofi sofi maschke da lune kabel tume gozo aber ich bin na lune kabel tume li gozo aber und meisch ne achere kele in die nokat why does he mention the mischne achere kele im shnit mi o let him mischne say teche kele shnit mi o so mishum di kele because achere kelim, so achere kelim is kal, is lenient. Why? Because in comparison vis-a-vis teche kelim, so achere kelim is lenient. Because if mashke touches the teich of a kele, then even the achere akele become tummy. But if mashkin meim touch the achere akele, so only the achere akele becomes tummy, and the teich akele does not become tummy. So when the achere akele touches the mashkin, so it's relatively lenient. So that's why he mentioned. So mishum di kile aval teich akelim kim dachmir rabbonon kediktonen nitmat teich ikule itomei. Made a blazer shepeisel seichlin. So when does the blazer say that kelim that touched mashkin tmeim, so they can only be mitame mashkin these kelim in turn, but not eichlin. That's only if the achir akile touched the mashkin tmeim. But if the teich akile touched the mashkin tmeim, then the blazer is made to Rabbi Yeshua that it can be mitame eichlin also. So maish nachher kelim nokat mishum di kile ditnan klishe. Why is it kile? Why is it more lenient? Ditnan klishe nitno ma'achirov. Klishe nitno ma'achirov b'mashkin. Shed nitno ma'achirov b'mashkin. Achirov tomei, but teiche ozne, eidne, yod of teirem. Nitno teiche kule tomei. Maiko ma'achirov. Oh, so in other words, in four machlekes, and the loch is like a blazer. One is in the machlekes, whether just psulo is mitdayashaito, or all the four categories of women, psulo, meiberes, meniko, iskeno, so he passed like a blazer. Then the other machlekes is in regard to zovi zove that made bdikes, just im rishim im shvi, whether she has to count any more days or not, so he passed like a blazer, she doesn't have to count any extra days. Yesterday's. The second is that if there was a period of comfort of 24 hours, so that determines the Ria Bikeshi is that it was false labor, some Melech East Meo. That's the second. And the third is the Ligabe Botkasman Rishin Mosotoya, Yemshvi Mosotoya. So, Yushayom Libotku, Sahil Vachaskastare. It is the third. And then the fourth machleik is that he passed like a blazer, is in regard to Kelim Shenitnu Bemashkin, and then they came in contact in turn with the Neichel. So he passed like a blazer that the Neichel does not become Tome. Come Tome. So, Maiko Mashvlon Shmuel, Bechulet Nan Hilchas. In other words, so what's the Chiddush? After all, it's mentioned in the Mishnas, in the Braises, that Aloch is like Rabbi Elazar. So what's the Chiddush by Shmuel? Shmuel b'cholet lan ilchaset v'chitei me'achire kelim kamashnulon d'loitnan, because in one machlekes it's not mentioned Aloch is like Rabbi Elazar. So why does he have to say Halochi? Dalet is mentioned in the Mishnah, the Brais Halach is Kableza. Let him just say Halach Kableza Bachere Kelim. Elohokomashmalon Shein Lumeidin Halachem Pitalmut. In other words, the fact that it's mentioned in the Brais Halach is Kableza, that's not enough, because we have to have a Psak Halach by a Moroi. Now let's see the Rashi. Acher in Kaelin, Bitmas Mashkin Rabon, declaring me couple to him, Raisi, Elamaratum, very comedy psochin, with Liam Lisley, her tomb in the Raisi, Kiddikaimalon, Tolvo, Tolvo, Hobimais, and Konaf, me vomes, Rafil Mingie, Mishum Mashkes of his overlake, Miragle, she knows that to me. Kazov, Umaishnacher Kilin, Nokat Linkate Kilin, or in Nogumashkin, mainly Seyred Abram de Rabon, Mishum de Kile Avotir Kilin, Kim Dachm Rabon, Kiton in Persir Kuli Tome, made a blurship paste of Seychlin, Hokomashin Lisal Mema La Lochesh Mamino, then made Malochin Pitalmud, Mitchamish no prices, Yeshnu Malochic plain, made men Shamroy Machrenin, dig the Kubitanet and Moim. ומידו הלוך על בויו, אבל רשינים לא ידיגדו בדבר חברי, אבל כל אחד מה ששומע מרבים, למדו לתלמידי שמוע כמו שהיא, ויהיו איסו ניקחו מישנו ופרייסי, ויהיו נסן ליבי, לא סתם לשמוע שזה נסתם לבוז, נסתם אחר, כדי אומר, להגמרין יש עוד עליס בהרבה איסו סבור, איסו מתרסטלמות, מעט הנועים ומישנה ששנויו בו, פוסק, פסק הלוכם מסבור אז, ומספרס תלמוד שלהן נשנז ולימדים ממנו בסולקה only in four מחלקס in the לוחיס like קבלזה. We have other מחלקס in the לוחיס קבלזה. בואי כדיקנן קבלזה רימי מלמדי נסקטנו שתימוין ב... Now that's בפרק בשמה ביבומס בייז אחים נשויים. So here it's mentioned Milamdin Rebelezer with the Yud, Rebelezer with the Yud, because there is a Rebelozor and there is Rebelezer. So Milamdin is Aktano Shetimoim Bey. So Rashi said the Felix Bishamai Beivomes, Beizachin Isuin, Beizachois, Isemes, Achas Delo, Viachas Ktano. In other words, suppose he had two brothers, Ruvin and Shimon, and they were married to two sisters, Rochel and Leah, and the sisters were the same as, they had no father, but one of the sisters, Rochel, the Gdelo, was the Gdelo, and Leah was the Gtano. So the Gdelo, when let's say, Ruvin was married to Rochel, and Rochel the Gdelo, so he dushed the rice. She has das, but Leah was Iktan, and since she's a Yisaymo, so she couldn't be Mikam Kadeshes Midrash, only Midrabon. So Reuven was married to Leah, Rochel, Yidushi de Reise, and Shimon was married to Leah, Yidushi de Rabbonon. So Beisach and Yisuyim, Beisach was the same as Achaz Dila Vahastano, Meis Bailo Shev Delo, and then Ruvain died. Vinimtze Yiskuko Liovim, Somimele, the Delo, the Rochel became the Reise Zokuk to Shimon, the brother of the deceased. Balak Tano, but he had a wife, the Tano, to whom he was married only with Rabbanon. V'idechezikoso nisuya achiso aktano. Now there is a nisah to marry an achis ishte. Achis ishte. Now here it's true that the Tano was married to him, but midraise it was not married, and the gdelo is not married as yet to him, but there is a zikah. So Zike is also a certain kind of a marital attachment. So Mele, the Ktano, who is on the Reise level, not married to Shimon as yet, becomes Asuro to Shimon, because she's Achis Kukose. And the Skuko is, in a certain sense, is like his wife. So Mele, Videche, Vinimsis Kukol, Yovim Balaktano, Videche Zikoso, Nitsuyachis, Yaktano, Visatolov, Shenisuyaktano Klum, Vin Yishkasheno, Liktano, Biget, Shuveni Yochlevav, Yavmesagdelo. Why? What should he do? He should give her a get, so then the day will be Achis Kushosi. Achis Kushosi is Osa. He cannot be Miyavma. So what should he do? Shachis Kushosi. Because in case of Dushiktano, which is only the Rabbanon, the Chachomim or Misakein, the Ktano can be Maimi. Maim is the counterpart of what is called today an annulment. You know, we have sometimes the court grants a divorce, and sometimes the court grants an annulment. Divorce means that the court nullifies the marriage, mikanohab. Annulment means that the court declares that there was never any marriage, limafreya. So, we don't have any the Reise level, the counterpart of annulment. Of course, if it's dushitois, dushitois, so it doesn't require anything. But that through a certain act, the marriage should be annulled, limafreya, we don't have it. Except in case of Iktano, because there the Gdushin, the Nisuim, is only the Rabbon. So if the Iktano makes a declaration before two, before three, it's a machlekes, nimore, in Reitzel plain, I don't want him, she doesn't even have to give the reasons why she doesn't want him. She just doesn't want him. So that annuls the marriage, lemafreya. So Rabbi Reza says, in this case, Beis Achim Nisuim, so then there is a problem. So the Gdelo, the Rochel, the Gdelo who is a skuko midraise to Shimon, and Shimon is married to Leah, only mid Rabbonon. So what should he do? Be achis kukose. So the aloche is that Bezdin advises the Ktano to be mine, so that will be Iker the Nisuin Mafreya. So then he'll be able to be Miyabim. Shimon will be able to be Miyabim the Gdela, otherwise he will be Miyabim and Achis Ishte, mid Rabbonon to be Achis Ishte, and that's awesome. So it'll be an Elvin Rabbonon. So Mlamdin is Aktano, Shetimayim, Beyomim, Eker, Nisuin, Rishenim. So how does Rav Shmuel say only in four machlekes? We have a fifth machlekes, Allah is kaplaz. So the Gemara is a teres. Kiyom HaShmuel, Allah is kaplaz, bidalet, bisidatares. So just in sidatares itself, we have four machlekes in what Allah is like kaplaz. But in other Sisrei Mishnah we have more than four. Bochavu shos drawing me ketuve. Bochename mistabre ditnan radveze achnam mistabre that in other sitre mishne we have other machlekes malachas rableza. Where? Ditnan rableza remeir afarede venesen misal hatzal misal von lechale. In other words, suppose now, in order to be chayv chale, so this has to have a certain shear. Chameshes rivoyim kemach of a cup. It's a certain measure. So, but if the ise is so small, less than 5/4 of a cup and 1/5 of a cup, so then it's potter of chal. So, suppose he made a lishe and less than chameshes rivoyim kemach, the ise, and then he baked each one separately. Let's say first he baked an ise of 2/5 of a calf, and then another ise of 2/5. So it's have so 4/5, and another ise of 1/5. So chameshes rivoyim kemach. Then he put all the pastries that he baked in several, it was three ises, he put them in one basket. So Blazer says that the fact that he put all the pastries that he baked in several ises through several mixings in one basket, that is Mitzaref and Mitzchai V'chal. And we pass like Blazer. Blazer Emir Afarid in Isl Misal Sal Misal for Chale, Vyoma Rav Yudah Moshmuel Alochet Rablazer, Shmamino, Nalasid Rashi, Horid in Isl Misal Kinshiloshi, Sosi Pokus Pokus Hamish, Revoin Potna Chale, Hatsal Mitzal from Sheridominatano, Mayum Medehai. So the question is, the Gemara says, Hanam Mistapre, that in other Sidre Mishne, so there's a loch like a blazer more than four. So didn't we have a good raya? Because the loch is like a blazer and Yivomis, Mlamnes, Aktano, Ashit Moimbe. So why do they have to mention the raya from Afarede, Nisan, Nisal? Why is the raya of the Mlamnes, Aktano, Ashit Moimbo less significant than the blazer's haloche, Arim, Nisan, Nisal? Umay, Ume, Dahay, Mehay. Mishmore says, Mishm dikoye Rabbi Elazar kavos. In other words, we could say, in regard to the fact that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar in connection with Lamnes Aktano Shel Timoyim Bei, so it's no raya that the klal is only a four machlekes, that a idafke in Silataris. But in other Sitre Mishne, the Adaloch is like a blazer in other Machlekes also. Because we could say, maybe the Adaloch is like a blazer only in four Machlekes. In all of Sitre Mishne, not just in Taras. And the reason as to why Shmuel doesn't mention five, because Shmuel only mentions where the Adaloch is like a blazer, or a blazer is the only one who says, who says a certain Allah is chilek and chachomim. But here, in regard to Melamdim Esaktano, Limoein, we find another Tane who joins Rebbe Elazar with the Yud. Rebbe Elazar without Yud. There is a Tane Rebbe Elazar, Aleph Lamet Yud, Ayin Zayin Reish, and then there is a Tane Rebbe Elazar, Aleph Lamet Ayin, no Yud, Zayin Reish. So the Aloha of Lamza Tanashit Moimbe is mentioned not only by Rabbi Elazar with the Yud, but by Rabbi Elazar also. So maybe we could say, if not for the Raya from the Psalm itself from the Chale, we could say when Shmuel says Aloha ki Rabbi Elazar with the Yud, in four Machlekesen, it means in all of Sitre Mishne only in four Machlekesen. But then you ask, yeah, the fifth one? No, the fifth one is not the fifth one. Because the fifth one, so the halacha is like Rebbe Elazar, because there is another Tane who joins him. But in four aloche machlekes, where Rav Lezer is the only one who is chelik and chachamim, so you only have four. So you could say, Mishin koi Rav Lezer kavosei, ditnan Rav Lezer, eimem lamnes aktano shetimoim bei. Now, but that is another case. You see, Rav Lezer with the Yud says, milamnes aktano shetimoim bei, in the case of Shnei Achim, Beis Achim Yisuin, Beis Achoyes, Beis Achim Yisuin, Beis Achoyes, Yisei Neis Achaz Gila Hastano, Meis Bail Hashem Deilo, Vinimso Skuko Liyovim Balaktano. So then Rabbi Lezer with the Yud says, Milam Nesetan Shemombo. But Rabbi Lezer without the Yud says, Milam Nesetan Shemombo in another case. Let's see the case. Yudalef on the base. So if Reuven married Rebelozo without a Yud in the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph as reference to another case. The case. Suppose Reuven and Shimon, two brothers. Reuven was married to two wives. They were both Yisraelis. But Roch and Leah, they're not sisters. They couldn't be sisters. Roch and Leah. But Rochel was the same Egdele, so Mele Reuven had Kedusha Deraisa in her. And Leah was not a sister of Rochel, was a Ktane, and the same as Mele the Kedusha that he had in Leah was only Midrabar. So Reuven was married to two wives, both were Yisemes, Rochel and Leah, and they're not sisters, Rochel and Leah. So in Rochel he had Kedusha Deraisa. And in Leah, he had only Kedusha Derabbanan. Then Reuven died. Then there is a mitzvah of Yibam. Shimon, his brother, was born on Roche, was Miyab. And then he's born al Leah, when who was only skuka to him, Midrabbanan. Because the Ochiv HaMes, Reuven, had only Kedusha Derabbanan. So then there is a problem. So he was Bo'ale on both. So Rebelozo, the without the Yud, says, Milamdim es Aktano Shetimoin Bo. So Mimele, it will be Eikel in Afreya. The Kedusha that the Ochiv HaMes had in Leah, so Mele he will keep Rochel, and that's all. So Rochel, that's what Rav Lezer without Yud says. So he says, "Boyov Moadelo v'chozar ubalaktano." So Rav Lezer says, "Milamdin es aktano shetimoyim." So the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, so in other words, Rabbi Lezer without Yud has the same shite as Rabbi Lezer with the Yud. So that's why. So the Gemara says, that's why the Gemara mentions the Raya from a Salmitz, Hafarede v'nisal nisal, because insofar as the halachic Rabbi Elazar Melamdin Shatanshet Moimbe is concerned, we could say, no, maybe when Shmuel says halachic Rabbi Elazar, so Bidaled means in all of Sitra Mishnah only in four machlekes. But how about this is a fifth? Because there it's not only Rabbi Elazar who is Chalikan Chachonim, it's Rabbi Elazar also. So it's halachic Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Elazar. But where Rabbi Elazar is the only Tanna who is Chalikan Chachonim, only in four machlekes. So the Gemara says, how can you say that the Rabbi Elazar Shita is the same as Rabbi Elazar? But the Gemara says that why do we say that Halocha ki Rabbi Elazar and Halocha ki Rabbi Elazar? Because it's the same Halocha. Because we could make a distinction between the two cases. So how can you say koy Rabbi Elazar kavose like Rabbi Elazar? The Gemara has the kashe. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halocha ki Rabbi Elazar. V'chein Omar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Elazar d'Meire Halocha ki Rabbi Elazar d'Tane. That milamdin esaktano shetimoyim be. So the Halocha ki Rabbi Elazar. So Shmuel said twice. First he said Halocha ki Rabbi Elazar in the case of Shnei Achim Nisuin Lishtei Achois. And in the case of Balak Delon, Balak Tona, you also said Halocha ki Rabbi Elazar. So why does Shmuel have to say the same thing twice? So the Gemara says, if Shmuel had advised us that Halocha ki Rabbi Elazar, ki Rabbi Elazar, with the Yud, in the case of Shnei Achim Nisuin Shtei Achois, so then I would say, there it's Halocha ki Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Likim Mitzvos Yivam, because over there, so he was not Mikayim Mitzvos Yivam as yet. So Mimele, in other words, Shnei Achim Nisuin Shtei Achois, Reuven and Shimon were Nosu to Rochel and Leah. They're both the same as, but Rochel was a Gdelo, so Reuven was married Midiraisa to Rochel, and Shimon, Reuven's brother, was married to the sister of Rochel, Leah only Mirabonon. Then Reuven died, so Rochel became Skuko to Shimon, the Baal Haktano Mirabonon Midiraisa. So then, so far he wasn't Borleo yet, he was not Mikai Mrs. Yim. So Mela we say, Milamna Saktana Jitimoinbe. So then he'll be able to be Mikai Mrs. Yim. So if Shmuel had advised us, Behokam I say, Behakama Shmuel Alohek Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Liki Mrs. Yim, Avo Beho in the case of Balak Delo, and then of Balak Tano, so the kaimis is you mean. So then I would say im tavaya lifke beget. So there is a problem. So tavaya lifke beget. So let them give a get to both, and we don't advise her to be married. So in other words, it's two separate halachas. So how can you say that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Elazar say the same thing? There is a tzricha say. They say it in different cases. So this is more kash. Umikoye, how can you say that Koye Rabbi Elazar kavose viho the mikoye vaatzrich matzrichinu lidamila dode elo mishum di Koye Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove kavose like Rabbi Elazar di Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove hei dvorim shemimani mesaktanei zishamin esmashin esish al pidechot vishemis kotan negebo shlaim al shorak zanefesh vayayim bemem yim shnisnas al gam mizbeach vol tomi shal shachar shepo vital choiz maik taneis, he says lo shenrabim lafchode de rebelo zo vichad de rebele zer. So that means that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove joins with rebele zer loy maik tanik taneis daune yihoche Gabish and Amen Nasin and Noshim, the name and Noshim Dalme. How is it that Ligabi Noshim, he said, is a machine, so Yisho, not this is a machine, is a Noshim. So apparently the Tane doesn't mention Noshim Dalmi. So here when he uses the plural, so it means that how the Rebbe ben Bove agrees with the Halacha of Rabbi Elazar and with the Halacha of Rabbi Elazar. All right, we'll leave it here. Okay.